Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success.
Welcome everyone to our newest episode. I'm thrilled to have you here, and I'm thrilled to have Brett Schwartz here with me from Capital Gains Tax Solution Services. We're going to talk business coaching and other amazing things to help grow your business. So thanks for joining me, Brett.
Such a great opportunity to be here. Thank you, Jeannie, for having me, and ready to rock and roll.
Excellent. Perfect. So tell us a little bit how you became a member or an employee of the Capital Gains Tax Solution Services. What was your journey to where you are now?
We launched the company a couple of years ago, but really the seeds that were planted was back in the before the 2008 crash. And so I was getting coached and trained on how to buy and sell multifamily real estate. And it was a place called Marcus & Millichap, and they're one of the top real estate companies or firms in the country. And so I'll never forget sitting down for the first initial training and sitting there going, wow, I have a lot to learn. This is a bit overwhelming, like a fire hose, but at the same time, it was so great. They were so hands-on with the practical, tactical, the bigger vision, and then the application. And then it was every day we would do the repetitions of practicing and for the cold call and the first meeting and the details that are involved with each integral step. And then they would watch you in the meeting. They'd watch you, they'd hear you on the phone calls, and they'd coach you through that. And man, it was such an amazing process. It took about 2 years to really hone in that skill set of just communication and cold call and presentation. And so that's the beginning of, I guess you could say, being really coached at a business professional level. I grew up playing sports and basketball and football, and I've had a chance to coach kids basketball. And then, and now we help coach business professionals as it pertains to capital gains tax. And our company launched a few years ago after the 08 crash. And when I saw friends, family, and clients lose half or all their wealth. And what we found, there was a gap in the educational process for how to build capital gains tax exit plans. Most people were just focused on what's called the 1031 exchange, which we refer to as blockbuster. It's the old way of doing things. It's restrictive. It can be painful. And it ultimately is what led to a lot of people losing a lot of wealth in the 08 crash. And we have something that's a tax deferral strategy that we call, it's like a Netflix version of it, okay? That gives you total flexibility, you don't have to be in debt. So all these kind of cool features. So now we focus on training the financial advisor, the commercial real estate broker, because that's who I was. I think there's a good saying, Jeannie, you might agree, that you're best positioned to serve the person you once were. Or another way to think about it, you're best positioned to coach the person you once were. Where I was that guy who was barely making in the business, trying to help my clients, and have a clue about how to eliminate the need for the 1031 exchange and solve what they really wanted, which is truly passive income. And so now I have an opportunity to equip these business professionals with this transformational strategy that changes families' lives. And that's one of my passions, is really giving back to help business professionals who don't have a great solution for their clients.
I love that. So talk to us about capital gains tax, what it is, how it's evolved, and then maybe we can talk about 1031 exchanges too, because I don't know if my audience knows exactly what those are.
Yeah. So capital gains tax is basically the tax on the gain on your investment or asset. And so, for example, we just helped a seller who sold an $8 million business in Massachusetts. It was an automotive business, and they did a lot of automotive car work. And they had $100,000 of revenue when they first bought the business, and it went to millions in revenue. And they just sold a big portion of it for about $8 million. And so their tax liability would have been on zero basis on $8 million. It was about 35% or so, okay? So I think it was like $2.5 million is what they would have paid in tax. That's a capital gains tax, a tax on the gain. Instead of paying that, they deferred it with our service, where we can defer the capital gains taxes. So we worked with their M&A attorney, and we set up a capital gains tax exit plan to receive the capital, defer the tax. So that's a great example of what capital gains tax and the things that we do. Now, the 1031 exchange, if they would have had investment real estate, they would have qualified to be able to trade a real estate property for another real estate property within a short period of time. It's typically 45 days to identify, 180 days to close. We call that the shotgun wedding. So you're selling a big property, and then you're running with your hair on fire to try to buy that next one. And the seller knows that you got to buy, and you got to rush the debt, and you got to rush the deal. And it can be great if you find the right deal. Don't get me wrong. But the challenge is, it It doesn't work for business sales. It doesn't work for Bitcoin. It doesn't work for stock. It doesn't work for primary homes. And again, it can cause you to overpay for properties, take on too much debt. And so that's the old blockbuster method. Whereas our strategy works for all assets, businesses, Bitcoin, real estate, any real estate of any kind. And so those are the two things that you asked there right there.
Wow. That was a very excellent explanation for a very complex topic, I'm sure. So talk to us a little bit. You mentioned just very quickly and briefly what kind of clients that you work with. Financial advisors, real estate brokers. Are there any others that you work with?
Yeah. So it'd be CPAs and are a big one, right? Because they're on the front line of these big taxable events. And someone who's selling is going to call their CPA and ask them about it. Hey, I got this big taxable event. Or I'm about to sell something. What can I do? What should I do? And so they're kind of like the family practitioner that you had the blood work done and they checked up on you for the last 5 or 10 years, did all your tax returns. So usually like the first line of defense, right? Then there's like the luxury real estate agent who's looking to sell that house. But the objection is, man, I can't sell the house because their capital gains tax is so big and I don't have a solution for it. And so they're not going to sell the house. And so it's a chicken and the egg. So you got to solve the tax problem, then they'll sell the house. And it's like we did an $8 million primary home sale in Palo Alto, a $7.9 million sale in Santa Cruz. And without those solutions, they wouldn't have sold the house, right? So we work with the agent to set up these plans, coach them, right, on how it works, provide the service on the back end. And so that's an example of our strategy. So the big question is, what's their capital gains tax? How do you solve it? And then how do you teach people how to position it to solve the problem? Okay, so there's financial advisors, there's CPAs, there's luxury real estate, there's commercial real estate brokers, right? So they're on the front line. That's the person that I was. There's also commercial real estate fund managers. I just did a training for and coached up some fund managers. And the problem with the fund managers, they can't accept $1031 into their funds. But with our strategy, we can defer the tax and go right into their funds seamlessly. And so their big thing is raising capital, a lot of them to build multifamily housing to help end the housing crisis. The capital is, we call it, it's locked. Right. And so a lot of these multifamily operators, syndicators, fund managers, they're trying to raise capital. And we teach them how to unlock it by adding value on the front end for capital gains tax deferral. And so it's just some slight shifts, some slight tactical knowledge. And then we coach them on how to do that, including webinars and content creation and blogs. And just the actual ABCs of capital gains tax deferral. And then once a couple of these things hit, you get the momentum going and boom, it opens up their expansion of their business.
I love that. I love that because there's so many people out there, myself included, who don't understand all the laws and all the rules and, you know, how you can move money from one place to another, lose all of it or vast majority of it. So we're grateful there are people out there like you.
Yes.
Does your audience typically come to you? Tell me a little bit about when they come to you. Do they come to you when they know they want to sell something and they're not sure how to do it? You know, it's a capital gains issue, or do they come to you for any other reasons?
Yeah. So the other reason they come to me has to do with truly passive income plans, right? And so what we found is as soon as you solve the tax problem, then you're back in the cash flow, not problem, but like opportunity, because we've unlocked this massive amount of equity. Right. And now we've got an opportunity to invest it to get a return. And so you've got these two pillars here, right? So we just did a couple of sales with Nick and Jeannie Katzer. In fact, same name as yours. And so they built a business in Colorado for, it actually was in the family for 50 years. It had a zero basis. It was a C corp and they're selling for multiple millions of dollars. And they also had another piece of real estate they're selling for multiple millions of dollars. So we set up a trust that received both of the proceeds to the trust and they were able to defer all the capital gains tax. It's a huge outcome. But the next question is, okay, you can defer. Well, we're going to invest it. And so we've built what's called truly passive income plans, which allows someone who's, regardless if you're in a tax deferral situation, if you're a credit investor, you can also come to us and we'll build these with you, for you, where you can invest and get durable, consistent cash flow, mostly from real estate passive investments, and a lot of passive debt investments that are double-digit returns. I'm talking 10% plus double-digit returns. And what's remarkable about this is it unlocks something what we call truly passive income. And what this does is, It's called no shoes, no shirt, no problem. I'm talking about Kenny Chesney sitting on the beach with the guitar, has glasses, got a beverage maybe next to him on a table, hat, and he's just playing the guitar and he doesn't have a worry in the world because he's not trading his time, his dollars, his energy, his stress for this money. And so if you're a business owner, if you're a coach, and you're like, I'm always having to trade my time, you might build up something that can have a massive exit. And have you, if you just harvest that, and or if you start focusing like a laser and just invest a certain amount of money per year, we can unlock 10,000, 20, 30,000 a month. And so I have a plan right now. It's about $500,000, just my wife and I's personal plan. And the next 2 years, our goal is to put 500, and we have a durable investment that we have certainty of conviction. We understand it really clearly. This is important parts of all of this. Okay. Because you want to be able to sleep well at night, knowing that the durable passive income is going to show up. It's a big part of this. And it's going to pay us 25 to 30,000 a month. And that's our truly passive income number. So step one is you got to get really clear on what's your truly passive income number. Okay. Step two is how quickly can you get there? How quickly can you sacrifice and pour into that investment and that it can compound and now the return's there? And so if you want it to, you could just focus on an ROI, which is no longer a return on investment. You can focus on the new ROI, or maybe the better ROI, which is return on impact. Okay, so watch this. After 2 years, our goal, my wife and I, we have five kids. We're doing our best we can to get this truly passive income of $30,000 a month. Kenny Chesney, and maybe she's Carrie Underwood playing her guitar. She's got a shirt on though. She's going to be modest, right? And she's playing the guitars. And all of a sudden, everything we're doing now can just be for impact. It's like, we're going to work. We're not retiring. We're young, right? We're going for it. But everything is like the most vulnerable people. How can we help the MVPs? How can we make a huge impact? And so I think it's really important to focus like a laser on this truly passive income number, because here's the mistake most people make. They buy into the myth that seven different income streams is the best way to build wealth. All this diversification, all this seven different income streams, get it all coming in from these different areas. The problem is we found that diluted focus gets diluted results. And I've suffered this myself. I've had to have a coach. I hired a coach to coach me on this. And I thought I was diversifying. I thought I was doing these things. And it's the difference between diversifying with income and stuff that you've made with a professional who's helping you diversify versus you doing the thing, right? So you want to build the thing that's producing 200, 500, or a million a year, right? Become an expert in the best in what you do, right? That you're called to do, that you're gifted to do, that's in your strengths, right? Pour into that. Now, as that income comes off, find, I call it certainty of conviction, something ideally it's in your lane. Like my lane's in real estate. Like I'm really good at real estate. So we found something that we know is a real estate debt, and it's going to pay 16 to 18%. It's going to pay this money. Okay. It's going to pay about quarterly. Right. And so if I get about $2.5 million, it's about 25 to 30,000 or so on average, kind of like per month, but it's paid quarterly. So this whole thing. Okay. So boom, I've got it down to a mathematical equation. I've got it down to a certain amount. Now that box is checked. And in the meantime, I'm not looking at anything else. I'm just focused like a laser on this one spot. And it's like a momentum train that can unlock massive freedom for you and your family. And so that's the other thing we help people build. We're really passionate about that. Of course, you can accelerate it if you're exiting a multi-million dollar business, Bitcoin or real estate, because then you can roll right into it, but you don't need the first. You can just do the latter if you want to work with us too.
So what do you do about like market volatility? And market changes, does that affect your plan?
Yeah, great questions. You have a portion of the funds that are liquid. We have a portion of the funds that are locked up for a couple of years. And we also have other investments in reserves that are in more traditional security investments. When we're investing, we are long-term investors. We have certain investments that pay 10% that can get it out in about 30 days. We have certain investments that we're going to wait for 3 to 5 years, like a multifamily investment that's going to turn over and make a good return. So we do have different buckets of different investments over the years to serve in case we need or want certain funds at a certain time. The market itself doesn't really dictate how and where we invest the funds per se. It's really our family mission, vision, values, and where we're at with our lives at a given year. So we're going to budget. We're going to forecast. The market's going to go high, it's going to go low. Ideally, we're not selling stuff at an inopportune time because we've overinvested into something where we needed the capital and then the market drops, right? So these are all lessons you want to learn. So I think you got to have a clear budget, a clear emergency fund, a clear truly passive income number. and then be prepared in case the market is volatile to be able to adapt within that. So it's dynamic is what I would say, Jeannie.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely depends on how much time do you have, right?
Yeah, and the team that you put it together, right? You hire the team. I say hire the who, don't be the how. And again, you want to definitely be learning along the way, and you want to be able to be growing along the way. But time is short as well. And so the sooner we can get to that truly passive income number, the sooner we can get to more of that return on impact. And so it's step one and then step two. If it was like the baby step thing, like a Dave Ramsey, you'd be like, pay off the debt or get your 6-month emergency fund, pay out debt snowball, save and invest X amount or down payment for the house, whatever the order that is, all of that. And so this is like the person who's already worth $1 million or more, they're accredited, they're doing pretty good, but they're getting some of that diluted focus, diluted results. And they're like, yep, I want truly passive income, Brett. I know what you're saying there. Help me get there. Right. And as quick of a way that's also responsible, and boom, all it takes is a little bit of a coach. So I had the coach, and that's what helped me. So, and I'm on this journey myself, and it's changing the way we approach all of these things with investing.
Yep. We love our coaches, don't we?
Yes.
Love them and we need them. And I love that you're helping the most vulnerable people. So do you do like training webinars and things for organizations?
Yep. Yep. We do coaching and training and webinars, and we speak at events. And I just spoke at an event last week, training and coaching about 50 multifamily syndicators and operators, and then just did a follow-up webinar for a number of those to go even deeper. Absolutely.
Do you teach them how to play the guitar on the beach?
That'd probably be a good thing for me to walk out on a big stage. Just come out with Kenny Chesney playing and me strumming to it. And I'd keep my shirt on just to stay modest there, but that would be pretty cool. And then have Kenny Chesney up on the screen. It's a good call.
Yeah, you gotta have a little bit of fun in there, don't you?
Yeah.
So people should come to you when you mentioned they have, for example, $1 million in assets or cash.
Yeah. So two places. Number one, if you're a business professional, a CPA, a financial advisor, a luxury realtor, commercial real estate broker, operator, syndicator, right? If you're in the top 5% of those who you're helping the top 5% with their wealth. And then you want to come to me so I can coach you on how to build capital gains exit plans, right? So that's number one. Number two, you might be the successful coach, right? Who has businesses and investments in real estate, and you're really seeking to defer capital gains tax and unlock a truly passive income plan, right? So now that asset needs to be at least $1 million net proceeds, $1 million gain. So it's got that asset, what you're selling needs to be big enough. And the last one would be, well, I don't necessarily have assets to sell today, Brett, but I'm $1 million net worth person who has a couple $100,000 to invest, and I'm open to hear what you have to say. So those would be the three categories that are the best fit.
That sounds good. Brett, if somebody's saying, hey, he's speaking my language, I know what he's talking about, I don't know some of what he's talking about, but I think he's the person who can help me, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, capitalgainstaxsolutions.com. If you have a big exit, we have a YouTube channel. We have a best-selling book called Building a Capital Gains Tax Exit Plan. So if you're like, hey, I got something to sell and it's got multiple millions of gains, like you got to get the book and you want to schedule a one-on-one consultation with one of my team members by going to capitalgainstaxsolutions.com. The book is called Building a Capital Gains Tax Exit Plan. We have Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank. It hit number one bestseller on Amazon, which was pretty cool. And we have some, it's my whole story from entrepreneurial story, like I told in the beginning. So you can get the book. And then if you want to follow me on social media and all our family adventures, we just went to Uganda and Washington, D.C. New York will be in Montana. If you want to follow all those adventures, go to brettschwartz.com. And we have the Instagram and the LinkedIn and the Facebook and all that kind of stuff.
I love that. So if you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, my last question, what would that be?
Yeah, I'd say a piece of wisdom that really sticks out for me to make a world a better place would be to practice what we call humble servant leadership and speaking that into your children's lives. So I have five kids, four daughters and a boy. My youngest is a boy. He's 6. My oldest is 14. Okay. And each day, all 5 years old, I speak encouraging statements into their life. It's kind of like affirmations from parents to kids is how I would phrase it. And so each of them is what's called a humble servant leader. But I add a adjective that I feel that they have been gifted with and blessed with it. So my oldest, for example, I've spoken to her life that she is the encouraging humble servant leader. Okay. That's just kind of who she is. She's very encouraging. Now, she's also very discerning too. We found that she has a gift of discernment. So now that she's turned 14, I've added a word. She's the discerning, encouraging, humble servant leader. And so, and it's not just about saying that, it's about asking them. And I said, now who did God make you? He made me the discerning, encouraging, humble servant leader. Now, my second born, I think she has the gift of compassion. So I say, who did God make you? And she says, the compassionate, humble servant leader. Now, at 5 years old, do they know what compassionate meant? Probably not. Not really. Do they really know what encouraging meant? Probably not. Third born, she is the bold, humble servant leader. She's ready to take over the world. Okay. She's very bold. Our fourth born, she's the joyful, humble servant leader. She'll come into her room. She'll light the room up. You're not going to miss her. She's going to be your best friend. And she is just full of joy, full of just energy. And she's powerful, right? But she's the joyful, humble servant leader. Our last, and he's our boy, still trying to figure him out. I feel like I have a better handle on girls at this point, even though I grew up with just brothers, basically. But I have four daughters for a number of years here. So it's interesting. So far, the best I can come up with is strong, humble servant leader. He's not only physically strong, but he's strong-willed, he's determined, he's ultra competitive. He's great. So my point of all this is my wisdom for you as a parent is to pick a key core strength that you believe your child has and speak it into their life and then ask the question every day. So it becomes second nature to them. So years and years as it goes by, they are able to, that's their identity, right? It's their identity, right? And it gets the core to their soul. And so that would be my tip to make the world a better place.
I love that, Brett. That's so fantastic. And it's also nurturing and encouraging and empowering for the kids, even if, like you said, they don't really understand what those words mean, but they will.
Yes.
And I think that's a heart. So
yes.
Brett, this has been such a pleasure to have you on my show. I'm so glad you joined me today.
So grateful to be here and spend some time with you and your guests that are listening out there. So thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a real treat. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.